Townsquare Media Station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. Video has surfaced showing a person running behind Councilwoman Eunice Dewamfor's development in Sayreville around the same time she was shot multiple times Wednesday night. Now, the video posted by News 12 New Jersey shows the person running just 9 minutes after Middlesex County prosecutors say Dewamfor was shot while in her SUV on Stewart Circle. No arrests have been made. So far, no motive for the killing revealed. A proposed law advancing in the New Jersey legislature would force telemarketers to share additional information within 30 seconds of a call, including the name and number of the company they represent. Beverly Brown Ruggio with New Jersey Citizen Action says any bill that aims to protect consumers is important, but
I think when this type of legislation is proposed, it's also important to look at how it will be implemented and enforced.
Currently, Jersey law prohibits telemarketers from calling residents between the hours of 9 p.m. and 8 a.m. An 18-year-old Passaic County man has been charged with using a ninja-style throwing star to stab a man at a Dunkin' in West Milford. NJ.com reports police were called to the Dunkin' on Valley Road January 7th. They say the suspect and the victim were involved in a dispute at the Pine Cliff Lake Dam parking area. The fight continued to a nearby neighborhood where the assault occurred with what has been described as a ninja star. The injury is not considered life-threatening, but Michael Poirier was charged with aggravated assault, weapons offenses, possession of mushrooms, and more. A former PBA treasurer in Ocean County has been accused of using the police union's bank account like a personal ATM. 44-year-old Jason Hildebrand of Forked River, a retired Long Beach Township police officer, is accused of stealing $47,000 from the Ocean County PBA conference, which covers the county's 26 PBA locals. The NJ Sharing Network has announced that the number of organ donors, 283, and organs transplanted in a single year, 670, reached all-time highs in New Jersey in 2022. President and CEO Carolyn Welsh not only credits the generosity of organ donors and their families for the record highs, but also
our continuous growth and increase of our multicultural outreach in New Jersey. Obviously, the diversity is super important. We have a campaign that's called hashtag Donation Needs Diversity, and continuing with that initiative has really put us in the place to save more people.
Welsh's goal is to help NJ Sharing Network save and enhance more lives. This includes achieving a goal of reaching 300 organ donors and 700 transplants in a single year by 2024. Now, the Procure Business Report. Americans will spend big on Valentine's Day. The National Retail Federation expects consumers to shell out nearly $26 billion on the holiday this year. That works out to be an average of about $193 per person for flowers, cards, candy, and other gifts for friends, loved ones, even coworkers. It's also about $20 more than last year's average. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 265 points at 34,156. Proton Therapy at Procure Proton Therapy Center is a radiation cancer treatment option that reduces the risk of side effects. Visit Procure.com to see if you qualify. Rest of the week looks mild but unsettled. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
National winner for Best Newscast. New Jersey 101.5 has received the 2022 Edward R. Murrow Award for Best Newscast. We bring you our best because you bring us yours.
You're simply the best.
Proud to be New Jersey 101.5.
Live New Jersey fast traffic.
All right, the parkway is getting very busy on the south end side of Union coming down towards the Cranford area. You've got some north end slowdowns out of Union back up towards the Oranges, too. Looks like Route 10 is slow east in Whippany over by Troy Hills Road. That's a crash yet to be cleared. 80 west, the off-ramp at exit 39 still blocked. Flipped over tractor trailer. There's slow traffic on 18 going south over by Route 1 in New Brunswick. A crash being cleared. They did finally clear one on 109 north over by Route 78. 287 south, slow at exit 6 down to 39 south in Oldbridge. We did have a crash. That's been cleared out of the way. Turnpike traffic overall in pretty good shape. You've got slowdowns on Route 9 coming in through the Lakewood vicinity. They did reopen Burnt Tavern Road east, or make that west of the Garden State Parkway in Breck near exit 91. So that should help things out in that spot. Leaving New Jersey across the Hudson, looks like everything is back down to under a five-minute delay. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Myra, New Jersey traffic south.
Going to be tough at 676 southbound, crawling traffic by the area of the Walt Whitman Bridge and down to 76. And that stays slow to 42 southbound all the way down to Creek Road. And an update on 295. What a drama. So we have northbound 295 slow from the area of exit 29, Whitehorse Pike, all the way up through to exit 32, where there's a crash and two left lanes are blocked off. South on 295, traffic is crawling at exit 36, down through to exit 32. We have police activity that was cleared, but then it just merges in with this accident. Everybody's rubbernecking. Also, watch out for some slowing at 130 northbound in Burlington at Beverly Road. Right lane is closed off with repairs. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 418 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by Master Attic. Hearing noises in your attic or smell something coming up from your crawl space? You need Master Attic. They do it all. Seal off rodent entry points, remediate any damaged insulation, and install new insulation. Go to masterattic.com or call them at 800-285-4009.
Reliable. Ready. Real. New Jersey 101.5. Hey.
New Jersey 101.5 InSkin weather. Tonight, there's an area of low pressure moving eastward across Canada, and that'll push a weak cold front and a few rain showers through New Jersey. So, some raindrops. That's about it. Nothing dramatic here. I think we stay above freezing in the mid-30s overnight. Skies will stay mostly cloudy. And then we flip right back to pleasant weather tomorrow. Partly sunny, breezy, and mild. Highs 50 to 55. We'll be back in the 50s on Thursday, but with lots of clouds and probably some scattered rain showers during the daytime hours on Thursday. Friday, expect periods of sun and clouds with another chance of rain developing late day. One more time in the 50s on Friday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Fort Lee, it's 39, Keensburg 42, Pensauken 45. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Heating system not working properly, broken or faulty lights or switches? You'll always be in good hands with Guaranteed Service. For a limited time, tune up your heating system for only $77 and guarantee no breakdowns for the entire winter. 1-800-GUARANTEED or guaranteedservice.com.
New Jersey 101.